Ready for a special offer on a print subscription to Premier Guitar? Visit shop.premierguitar.com now and use this coupon, PODCAST15, that's PODCAST15, to get 15% off a one-year subscription to our in-depth coverage of your favorite artists and the coolest new gear. Offer valid in U.S. only, no Wi-Fi required.
Hi, this is Jason Shadrick with PremierGuitar.com, and we're here with Richard Fortas from Guns N' Roses, and we're at the House of Blues in Chicago. You guys got a big show in a small club tonight. And
a big show in a small club. Very well put.
Yes, and so we're going to walk through his guitars and amps and pedals. So let's start with the guitars. So tell us a little about some of the guitars you brought out with you on this tour.
James Troussart. I'm a huge fan of James Troussart's guitars. As far as I'm concerned, he's the best modern builder. This is doing some really exciting stuff, and I love working with him. This is a really cool Tele that he made for me. It's got the left-handed Tele bridge, mm-hmm. so the pickup angles the opposite direction. Gives you more thump on, more attack on the low end, mm-hmm. and the high end's a bit smoother for the treble strings. It's got the Fralin, both Fralin pickups.
And tell us about the switch on the knob.
Yeah, it's got the acoustic piezo Fishmans in it, which we use for a couple of songs. A few of the guitars have that. Use this for a couple of songs. It's got Lawler pickups in it. All my guitars, we move the toggle switch down here. Mm-hmm. And so then this functions as a master tone. And I've really been digging the Jason's pickups lately. The ones I'm using, these are older, like, Appetite stuff. On Jungle. This used to be my Jungle guitar, and I've sort of retired it. I've not been feeling it lately. The Gretsch Chet Atkins single pickup. I dig Gretsch's, but it's just not, it's just too tonally different for the front of house guys, so trying to keep it a bit more consistent, though I do like to have different tones to play with the Tele, obviously. Not using any P90s on this tour. I think everything's humbuckers except for the Tele. Les Paul baritone, which Gibson made for me.
Yeah, yeah.
And then these pickups were made for me by my buddy Rob at Arcane Pickups. So Arcane's doing some really cool stuff. It's a lower output pickup the problem with baritones is they tend to sound really choked. Mm-hmm. Gibson called up my tech and asked, you know, we want to do something special for Richard to celebrate the birth of his second daughter. We want to be a surprise. What should we do? So he said, well, let me think about it. I'll get back to you. So he called me up and said, look, man, I don't know what to tell Gibson, but they want to do something special for you. And I said, great. I'll send you over some JPEGs of like little clovers, because my daughters are paisley and clover. Mm-hmm. So I'll send you over like a clover, like what's on my finger, and a paisley. And, they could subtly inlay them, you know, fret markers. And this is what we came back.
Oh, wow.
But the thought was very nice.
Yeah, yeah.
The white 335, pretty straightforward. Mm-hmm. Actually, I think this is a 355 stereo, but we got rid of the baritone in the second track. So it's essentially a 335, again with Lawlers, with the El Rayo pickups.
Yep.
Which I'm really digging, because I like a lower output pickup with humbuckers, and I'm not a real gainy guy. I like more of a vintage
overdriven sound,
but not over the top.
Yeah.
And it's very open sounding. A lot of times 335s, I've had a really tough time with 335s and 135s with pickups that make it open enough and broad enough. It tends to be very mid-range focused, and it's just inherent to the nature of the guitar, I think. And this really just makes it sing. And really, the El Reyes are...
And what type of strings are you using on your guitars?
They're all Rotosound 10 to 52.
Mm-hmm. With obviously the exception of the baritone.
Right, yeah. Right. But still Rotosound. Which I love Rotosound strings. I mean, really, I don't know why they're not more popular here, but I think the blend is really nice. This is another Treesart, and this also has the piezo pickup in the bridge.
So what songs do you find yourself switching back between electric and acoustic sounds?
Which guitars or which...
What songs?
What songs? This one I use on a lot of the newer songs, IRS. I also use it on Civil War. Street of Dreams.
Oh, okay.
DeVille. This is the first one I got. And this does not have the... piezo bridge. We took it out. We disengaged it because it was sucking some of the tone out, and wasn't digging it. So it's pretty straightforward. This is my custom. It's a copy of a 68, or it's the 68 reissue. It's actually, there's not a whole lot of similarities between this and my real 68. This one has a much fatter neck than my 68.
Mm-hmm.
But these guitars sound fantastic. It's like my favorite sounding Les Paul, and I think I went through six of these before I finally got one that I liked. Take all electronics out, put in the RS, put in a whole new wiring harness, the RS Guitar Works harness, and generally the Lawler pickups or Cream T or the Arcanes. That's what I've been, and we'll try three or four different guitars or pickups per guitar to find which one really works with it.
Once it hits, that's it.
Yeah, you sort of know, yeah. You know, it sort of has that. Yeah, we're pretty anal, I guess, but you know, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
And also, when we're rehearsing, we have a really unique opportunity to really nitpick and we're able to judge because we'll have the console in the other room that's recording everything. Then so I'll get it to where I'm happy in front of my cabinets, go in the other room and listen to it. No, it's not working. We need to try some of this. We'll go back and, you know, back and forth and back and forth.
Sure.
Hey, PG fans, got a dollar? Then head over to shop.premierguitar.com and check out our massive ebook collection. We have authoritative titles on everything from DIY projects to lessons in a variety of styles and advice from legendary artists and gear builders. Plus, we release new collections every 2 weeks. Check it out at shop.premierguitar.com.
Gold Top Les Paul is drop D for better. Standard drop D. Actually, there's a couple of songs off the new record that I use that on. And then that's my backup custom. And that's it. I used to have twice as many guitars out. So Arena Run, I had the same amount of guitars. I've just been trying to sort of scale everything back. Mm-hmm. And I think for the next run in Europe, we're going to scale things back amp-wise as well.
Okay.
Which brings us over
yeah.
here. This is the Eggnators. Using four modules. This is just a backup. This is my main Eggnator. Running through the EL34 100-100 that's been modded by Trace at Voodoo. He redoes the transformers and tightens it up. Sounds way better.
Mm-hmm.
Really, very... I'm a big fan of Voodoo. And then one side of that would function as the backup.
Right.
Because they're completely separate.
Mm-hmm.
We go through the ISO cabs, which this is made by a company called Hermit Cab. And we try, again, I was talking about when we were in rehearsals, we were able to really compare different ISO cabs. I was pretty vehemently opposed to using ISO cabs, but these really sound phenomenal. And actually, we all listened to them in an arena setting and went to the front of house and switched back and forth between an open cab and this cab. No other ISO cabs always sound like speakers in a box to me, but this one, they sound great. Sound really natural and very present. They're very in your face, you know. And we all ended up between the two, between an open and a closed, we all picked these. So, and then I'm using what do we have in here? 65s and Alnico Golds, yeah, Celestion. In an X pattern. And then this is the bread and butter amp right there. That's the a 7300 watt Marshall. That was originally modded by Jose for that's an original Jose mod by it was made for Mick Mars, and I bought it from Mick years ago. And that was the one that he used on all the records and was his main he'd retired that from the road a while ago, and I took it back out on the road. But I've been using it for years, and I've never had any issue with it. And that is another 73 that Trace at Voodoo cloned for me.
Okay.
And to that, and actually put his own spin on it. And we're right now working on a signature amp that will be sort of a combination of that as well as another amp that Trace made for me called Trace Kelly. It was actually a Kelly head that he redid. And a Plexi. I've been really digging my I have a 68 PA head that 50 watt that I really love. So on both the amps we run into a speaker simulator which is the Motherlode Elemental, which when I was touring with Thin Lizzy, I got turned on to these and fell in love with them. And they've been working out great. We have two of them, one for each amp. So one, the Marshall goes to that. And we also blend it with the mics, so, and with the cabs. But they really sound great. I mean, obviously, I have a problem with gear in general, but with pedals, I'm like really nuts with. I collect pedals. So right, this is always changing. Right now, one thing that doesn't change is that. I'm in love with that overdrive pedal, and I've tried, I've got a ton of them. The one that I really like recently is the Red Llama reissue, because I was a big fan of the old Red Llama, and I like the new one. That they're doing a great job with it. And another thing that Dunlop's doing is the MXR Phase 90, and it's the script logo, and I'm a phase nut, and I've tried every one of their Phase 90 reissues, and they've never even come close to me. This one is amazing. I actually A-beat it with my old ones, and it actually has more transparency than my old ones, and it's, because the old ones tend to lop off the top end a little bit. Which is sort of cool sometimes, but this is really great. I'm so psyched about the new Phase 90s. It's like,
do you keep it on a lot, or do you only punch it in for certain things?
Well, right now, since it's sort of new and I'm still excited about it, I kick it in more than I probably should, but no, it's I don't use anything too much. Most of the night, I'm just playing straight into the amp, which is what's cool about the Freedman, or with the, you know, a rig up like this, is that you can bypass everything, go straight in.
What about the Hog? What's the Hog used for?
The Hog I use for Madagascar, the lead in Madagascar, which is a real over-the-top filter sweep, and I have the controller pedal out there, and it's like the voice of God. It's pretty huge, you know, as you've got the octaves and the fifths, and it's got this organ thing, but then with the filter sweep, it's just... Yeah, it's an awesome sound. The only time I use it during the night. It's a lot of real estate for one part of one song. But RC Booster, which is on, I use that a lot with the Marshall. And this pedal is really cool. I go through a lot of compressors, but the new Strymon is very transparent. It's very subtle. It's not like a real heavy, like a Keeley type of compressor, or like a Ross or a, you know, classic heavy compressed sound. It's more transparent, sort of like an LA-2A or a Fairchild, but really, really, it's just, it doesn't, compressors always, to me, always squash your tone, yeah. And this one, it stays open, and it's just basically sustain, you know.
It's hard to find ones that sound good with overdrive pedals too.
That's true. That's true. And this also has a boost on it, which is really cool if you're doing smaller gigs. You're controlling it yourself out front. You can kick on the boost for an extra. It's really cool. I'm really digging that compressor. And then the Arion, nothing else sounds like that thing. Just as far as like a Leslie-ish type of, you know, all the way up. That's the only way to set those. But they. It's the only thing that gets that sound. The Hyperfuzz I used on the record, so it's, again, pretty unique sounding fuzz. And then the discombobulator is just a filter thing that I use on a couple of songs. The Eclution is sort of my delay of choice right now. It's really cool. It's got a backwards sound mixed in with different delay times, so it's very lush sounding. The Vibe unit is cool. The AG Stomp we use on the acoustic for the piezo pickups on the electrics. Uh-huh. Okay, and then for the acoustic, my acoustic sound, I go through the Fishman Aura system. But the Aura doesn't work with the piezos as well, you know, the power bridges. Seems like this one does a better job.
When you're playing typical acoustic guitar, you're running through the Fishman.
Right. So
hey,
for
PG
like
fans,
for patients, I'm
got
using that.
Then head over to shop.
And then the DOD,
and check out our
I'm using for the filter for just a couple places in different songs. And then I've got the high watt tape echoes and the TC. What is that? The G major two.
Every 2 weeks. And backups for everything,
check
it looks like.
Backups, yep. And then the crybaby controllers. So this is what I've got out front. The controller for the crybaby, the controller for the hog. And so I do the filter sweeps with this. And then, again, it's just an access. So I've got all, I can switch between the amps, the two amps here. And then obviously it's MIDI'd through, so I can pick whichever module I want to use. And then I've got all the pedals, and that's it, so I can access all that. And then for wirelesses, we're using the Shure. Again, when we were in rehearsals, we were able to really hone in and listen to all the different wirelesses, and we tried every wireless, and the Shure is the closest thing. I hate wirelesses, but sort of a necessary evil. And the stages that we're playing is just, yeah. But I much prefer a cord. We actually just did some, when we're doing these club shows, we did this show in New York at this little tiny place, Hero Ballroom. And we used combo amps. And I took a that PA head that my boy Obed from Reason Amps modded for me. And so I've got two different channels of the four channels. And I can switch between. And man, just having a cord and plugging straight into an overdrive and into the amp was just awesome. It's like so much fun. I played this summer with, I got to tour with Thin Lizzy. That was pretty fun. But this, the Tortex, I don't know what the thickness is on these. But then I'll use that for a lot of the rhythm stuff just because I like the way they, I like the snap and the way they sound. And then I'll use this, the little Jazz 3 for leads.
Cool. All right, Richard, well, thank you so much for taking the time
thank
to talk to
much.
Us about your rig.
Pleasure.
This is Jason Shadrick with PremierGuitar.com.